In the 1930s, a great French paleontologist, Marcellin Boule, painted a portrait of the Neanderthals which portrayed them as clumsy, shambling people, so specialized that they became extinct in the face of modern humans. Boole had very few samples to work with, and he based his ideas on an elderly, arthritic Neanderthal man found in a cave called La Chapelle-Lausanne in western France during the early years of the 20th century. I think it was in 1906. Boole was wrong. He described an atypical Neanderthal, one that suffered from chronic arthritis. The skeletons found in European caves may look like anatomical anachronisms, but they actually weren't. We have here a Neanderthal skull cast, and this cast shows some of the salient features of the Neanderthals. Look at the protruding prognathous face, the flat nose, the prominent brow ridges here, and the retreating forehead, and then the back of the skull, which, if you look at it carefully, is somewhat bun-shaped. Very different from that of a modern human with the high forehead and the less prognathous jaw. They look primitive. In fact, they were not. For example, they walked upright and as nimbly as modern humans. It's important to realize they were very, very mobile, fast-running, alert people. The European Neanderthal stood just over 5 feet tall. Their forearms were relatively short compared with those of modern people. This classic, very compact variety of Neanderthal is confined to Western Europe. This squat stature that they had, this shortness, this compactness, was an adaptation to extreme cold. You find the same form of body mass among people like the Inuit, adapted to the Arctic and its very severe climate. Their squat stature was an adaptation to the extreme cold of the late Ice Age. On the other hand, the Neanderthal populations around the shores of the Mediterranean and in Asia displayed much greater variety and variability and less extreme features, including less prominent brow ridges and more modern-looking skulls, which is something we're going to pick up on in the next lecture, the relationship between the Neanderthals and modern humans, Homo sapiens sapiens. All the Neanderthals, wherever they lived, however different they looked, had the same posture, manual abilities, abilities to make things, and range and characteristics of movements as modern people. They could run fast, they could squat, they could jump into a tree, they could stalk, they could lie on the ground, and so on. They differed in having shorter, more robust forearms, massive limb bones, the thighs and the forearm being a little bowed, which reflected the massive musculature of their bodies. They were shorter, bulkier, and more heavily muscled than ourselves. And oddly enough, their brain capacity was slightly larger. Opinions differ as to the ability of the Neanderthals to articulate fluently and to speak a language. But they were certainly capable of much more effective communication skills and speech than archaic Homo sapiens, their predecessors, and certainly more than Homo erectus. But it seems certain that they were not as articulate as ourselves.